And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. The team digging in Oaklawn Cemetery has made a discovery in the search for 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre victims.
Today I have the opportunity to report to you that we have now encountered human remains. We did have a positive identification as of this morning.
State Archaeologist of Oklahoma Carrie Stackelbeck said at a press conference Tuesday they found remains in a wooden coffin at a spot where historical records suggest massacre victims were buried. Still, she says there's a lot more work to be done.
Can we say right now if it's from 1921? And the answer to that is I do not have that answer in hand right now.
Stackelbeck says investigations will focus in on whether remains they find show signs of trauma to indicate whether the individuals discovered were massacre victims or someone else buried in an unmarked grave. Work at Oaklawn is set to continue at least through this week. And voting access proponents say the Tulsa County Election Board and the Board of County Commissioners are not doing enough to get the word out about early voting. 3 days of in-person early voting will be held this year at One Oak Field, the Tulsa Drillers baseball stadium, as opposed to the Election Board building and the Hardesty Regional Library. Tulsa State Rep. Regina Goodwin acknowledges there's been messaging online and in the media, but believes there should be direct mailers sent to all registered voters.
If you hear someone say, well, you got to be sleeping under a rock if you don't know that we've changed from the election board to Driller Stadium, my response to that is, if you live under a rock and that's a legal residence, there should be a piece of mail sent to that rock so that everybody is educated and informed that we have a major change from the Tulsa County Election Board and in-person early voting.
Former State Rep. Eric Proctor agrees.
It's quite evident that the vast majority of people in our county do not know that they can't vote early at the places that they've been voting early at for years. For me, it's a question of fairness and justice. You should be notified if your voting place has changed.
Election Board Secretary Gwen Freeman says they've spent tens of thousands of dollars on radio, TV, and newspaper ads, given interviews, made all changes clear on their website and social media, sent letters to North Tulsa pastors, and have held a press conference with the mayor. Early voting at One Oak Field will be held Thursday through Saturday, October 29th through 31st. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.